Welcome to another episode of the VIP Life with Lady Jane herself. Glad you could join me. Let's get straight into this episode. How has your week been? My week's been amazing. Actually, it's been an awkward week. Very weird week. Thunderstorms, lightning. I've not had such loud thunderstorms in a very long time. It's been one of the hottest weeks of the year so far. It's been raining. Yesterday was, this week, Saturday, yes, was raining cats and dogs. Thankfully, it was in the house. Cats and dogs. And then all of a sudden, sunshine. Well, I live in the Midlands of England, and wow, that weather has been, it's been somewhat. So, hey, let's get into my favorites of the week. So, one of my favorite things this week is I got to do some work. And then two, I got to spend time with family. Every time I spend time with my little sister is like, oh, heaven. So she got an inflatable pool, one of those ones that can feed like four people. So we pumped it up, filled it with water. This was one of those days that it was really hot. When was this? This was Thursday. Wednesday. It was really hot. So we pumped the pool, and we just sat in there soaking the sunshine, cooling ourselves. It was amazing. That was really, really, really lovely. Now, well, we're looking forward to more days like that. So, another thing, one of my favorite things, one of my favorite things is I've been listening to Sauti Sol Midnight Train album. It dropped early this month. I think it dropped on the 4th of June or the 3rd of June. If you know Sauti Sol, come on, you've got to applaud them. These people are making moves, man. They're making moves, and the songs, so this particular album has 13 songs, 12 plus the intro, so it has 13 songs. I've just been playing them on a loop, and I've got a few favorites in there. And it's been nice to go back to the roots. You know what, I think these people represent Africa as a whole to the world like no other people do. They sing songs about Africa, about Kenya. It's amazing. Their videos are very Africanized. So I do like them. I do like the boys. I started listening to Sauti Sol before they even released Java. Those times I used to go see them at what's this place called? The Museum Hill. Those places. I love live performance. So I used to go watch them with the likes of Patricia Kihoro and the likes. So anyway, that's been music for me for the week. Movies and what I've been watching. I watched a movie that just made me think, wow, things do happen. It's called Unbroken. It's about this athlete, Olympian, that is in the army, and they get deployed to Japan. It was during the World War. They get deployed into Japan, and their plane crashes in the middle of the sea. They get rescued finally, but this was after he survived, literally survived after 47 days of just being in the middle of the sea with the plane. It's a very interesting movie. So they get rescued by the Japanese, and then the Japanese end up enslaving them. It's an interesting movie. Then until the World War ended, blah blah blah. So that was an interesting movie. I also watched on Netflix, this was A Black AF. it's a somewhat of a reality in a reality show. It's interesting. The first episode, I thought, what? You kind of think, what do I have to learn from this? But you listen to the guys and you're like, okay, black people have come from far. And it's an interesting show. I don't know how I came. Oh, yeah, Netflix. What do we call them? Algorithms? Yeah. That has been that. And then a book this week, I read / listened to a book by Jojo Moyes called Still Me. So this is a series book. So this is the third in the series. The first one was called Me Before You. In fact, I didn't read this book. I watched the movie and I just loved the character. The main character is called Louisa Clark. And then the second one is called After You. And the third one is Still Me. It's drama. It's an English girl. So Louisa is an English girl from a poor background, goes to work as a carer in a rich, some guy who lost his legs, and then the guy decides to end his life. Adventurous drama. Yeah, my kind of thing. Well, yeah, it was nice to just, honestly, listening to a book is so much easier than reading it. Well, for me. In some chapters, I've got to like reread it, re-listen to it, because you miss some things. You can't actually see the words, so I visualize it in my head. And so that's been it. And then, last but not least, is what I've been eating. I made some cornbread on Thursday. Damn. I just did it the first time. My grandma used to make cornbread. And this week I thought, oh, I've got to make it. She used to make it with those makeshift ovens. You know, the ones that you put a pot, the steel pot, stainless steel pot. They put sand in it and then put the mixture, so the butter, in another pot, in another stainless steel pot. And then cover it with sand on top, and then put the big pot on a charcoal stove. Oh, after an hour you're eating cake and it comes out really nice. So yeah, who said our grandparents didn't have didn't know what they were doing? No joke. But yeah, those have been my favorites for this week. What have you been up to? Share your favorites with me. Let me know what you've been up to. I do this thing every single month where I go through either I pick an artist or an author or just one thing that I can focus on. So this month has been Salty Soul. I've just been listening to Salty Soul all year. I know I've been listening to like lots of mixes, but my focus was, that's why I've been listening to their. It was great that they released their album at the beginning of the month. So why am I saying this? Next month I'm doing Maya Angelou. So I'll pick up 3 or 4 books from Maya Angelou, or just read her autobiography, which came out last year, or just something to do with Maya Angelou. So I try and do, it's part of my annual goals. I do one particular thing every single month that I can educate myself or just enlighten myself more. The month before that, which was, when was it, April or May? May, I did, I learned more about the African Union, so that was good, and just many stuff like that. So I do this random challenges for myself, and I find them quite good, because I find that I am gaining more knowledge, and I'm creating time for these things. I forgot one thing. One of my favorite things this week was listening to a podcast called Kenyan plug. The podestian is called Shiru, and she's a Kenyan living in the US, trying to connect to her roots in Kenya. So she links up with different people. It feels like she lives, her soul lives in Kenya, but her body is in America. Yeah, so we linked up. We got in touch. Somehow I found her podcast. And it's an interesting podcast. Check it out if you can. Anyway, that has been me, my favorites for the week. I hope you have a lovely, lovely week ahead. And I'm hoping that you'll hear this, you'll come back and listen to me again on Wednesday for another episode of The VIP Life with Jane. Bye for now. Bye. Hey, hold up. Have you subscribed yet? Wherever you listen to this podcast, come on, just subscribe and share it with your friends if you can. Direct them to maybe your favorite podcast. Make this your favorite podcast. Bye.